Welcome to An Alaskan Moment. A moment is a measure of time, 90 seconds. An Alaskan moment lasts a little longer, sometimes twice as much. This week in Alaska history, February 14th, 1931. The Federal and Territorial Building, now the state capitol at Juneau, was formally dedicated. February 15th, 1860. Scott Cordell Bone was born in Shelby County, Indiana. In 1921, he became the 10th American governor of Alaska. February 16, 1851. Lieutenant J.J. Bernard of the British Navy was killed at Nulato while on a search for the lost Arctic explorer Sir John Franklin. February 17, 1914. 7 members of the Alaska Territorial Senate were hanged in effigy at Cordova as a protest against their votes on a railroad measure. February 18, 1884. Peter French was appointed U.S. Collector of Customs for Alaska with headquarters at Sitka. February 19, 1902. The name of the Fort Wrangell Post Office was changed to Wrangell with two L's. February 20, 1899. The White Pass and Yukon Route's first passenger train reached White Pass in Canada. This week in Alaska history, compiled by Robert N. DeArmond of Sitka, courtesy of the Alaska Historical Society. An Alaskan Moment is produced at Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting in Sandpoint, apradio.org. Music by Paul Holmberg, with help from the Aleutians East Borough and the City of Sandpoint, and especially you, the supporters of public radio. Now for your poem. Today's poem is found in the book Alaska 76, presented by the Poetry Society of Alaska, published by Miners Publishing Company in Juneau, 1976. False Spring by Billy Perkins Trent. The sun today is filled with promised spring. April is a temptress and would entice the steadfast heart of February, nice and cool and not inclined toward anything that might upset his stable world. This king of winter fears he takes the wrong advice. He longs to run towards naked arms. The spice of perfumed hair has caused his heart to sing. His eyes are stunned by colors she must wear. For him in beds of jonquils she has grown. Her charming laughter eases all his care, but he turns his back. Winter is his own established home. April is too unfair. She should have sought a heart not wrapped in stone.